heard a lot about the cheese wall. I had a job coach who was fed up with the cheese wall, who never wanted to eat cheese again. But you know what the cheese wall is. It's that section in the grocery store where they have all the cheeses hanging. You know, where they've got, you know, you got all your sliced cheeses and your shredded cheeses and your blocks of cheese and your cream cheese, your Parmesan cheese, all these different, hundreds of different types of cheeses. You know, and in some stores, you got all the specialty cheeses too. So he stocked all this, and he had to keep straight all these cheeses, you know, which was a task because he had problems with organized thinking. So, you know, our job coach did some really neat stuff to help him with that, you know, diagrams. I don't remember the exact things that she did. I do remember that, like I said, she never wanted to eat cheese again because she spent so much time with him, helping him learn this job. But once he got it, you know, he stayed on that job for a long time and then found something that he wanted to do more within that agency and moved to it on his own. You know, we didn't make that decision. We didn't suggest that. It was at a point where we had kind of faded away and had just real sporadic contact, you know, with him and with the employer. But he decided that he wanted to try something different. And he went and he made that and did that on his own and learned it on his own, you know. I mean, talk about recovery. This is a guy who went from a point where he dropped out of school, was in the hospital, and nobody thought he could accomplish anything work-wise. You know, we thought he could barely do the production floor. And he went from that to working with some support on a job, to working independently on a job, to making the decision that he wanted to try something different and learning the job on his own. You know, and from there, my guess is, I don't know that he's still there. I don't think he is because I haven't seen him, and it's a grocery that I go to. But my guess is that he's working somewhere else because work was important to him. It gave him a sense of accomplishment, and it gave him some things that he had lost when all this stuff happened in his life. You know, I don't think he thought he could work until somebody showed some faith in him. And that's the key, and that's the power, and a big part of the power in this model is that, and part of the way that this model works is that if you don't believe in the people you're working with, it's hard for them to believe in their abilities too. And you're almost always selling people short.